Do it because you know this will give us even more courage and confidence in the final victory of our struggle. But it will also discredit him in the eyes of his own followers. They will lose confidence in him. To avoid this, therefore, he must give an impression that he still stands by his words. He knows for sure that the Bantustans can't just work.
And you know what impression are you giving me, Daddy? I think you are just arguing for the sake of it. Whatever you may say, I'm not prepared to change my mind. And I'm not going to vote.
I'm not going to vote either.
The same with me.
As for me, I am not only going to end there. I am actually going to agitate against voting. I'm going to encourage those who have already registered to ban their registration cards, whatever the repercussions. The Labour Party, I will ensure that the Labour Party must be fully isolated and exposed for what it really is, a group of petty opportunists. This is my stand.
You have been listening to the Youth Forum of Action, which brought to you a drama. The participants were Comrade Welile Ntlapo, who is the head of the African National Congress Youth Section, who played part of Mr. Van Rensburg, Comrade Sipho Ngcobo as Pat, Comrade Pauline Mashaba as Macy, Comrade Nompi Mokgotsi as Zelda, and Comrade Mavis Ntlapo, who was Mrs. Van Rensburg. So, dear listeners, tune again next Wednesday, the same time, on the 31-meter band, shortwave 9505 kilohertz. Comrades, the message in our drama is, let those who are turned into floor mats of the apartheid terrorism and violence. Comrades, we call upon the youth in their various formations to render unworkable the racist scheme to divide our people into tribal and racial groupings. Let us, in our hundreds of thousands, say no to the tri-racial elections and forward with the Freedom Charter. This is Mkrules Kulule and colleagues saying, forward to a people's government and down with racist elections. Amandla, Mata Yaruna, all power to the people.
Kujotina wafana bomkhulu. Asikumule Our task is to make government impossible for the apartheid regime. Making government impossible means, in practical terms, that we must destroy those institutions that facilitate government for the Pretoria criminals. Among these institutions, we count the community councils, the Bantustans, the tri-racial parliamentary fraud, the pass offices, the rent offices, the courts, the police and army. Any of these institutions is a target of our revolutionary onslaught. Because it is through these institutions that Botha and Malan are able to control our lives. Anybody then who participates in these structures, who like the community councillors, deliberately takes steps to defend and protect these institutions is without doubt an enemy of the people. It means that such a person is aiding and abetting apartheid. Such a person cannot be spared. There is only one fate that is facing the apartheid regime. There is only one way that the evil system of apartheid can take, and that is the road to destruction. Already, Pretoria is approaching the precipice. It is on the edge of the bottomless abyss of shame and disgrace in which all oppressive and colonial regimes have fallen. It goes without saying that the agents of Pretoria, the defenders and perpetrators of this system, must go with it. They must follow it. The apartheid regime has outlived itself. Its destruction is long overdue, and its continued existence is a constant reminder to us that we have a war to fight. The length of time that the fascist regime continues to spend in our country, how long it continues to oppress, exploit, and murder us, depends on us. It does not depend on the oppressors. It is through our struggles, our steadfast and relentless assault on the enemy, that will determine the duration of Pretoria's existence. Today they are fighting with their backs to the wall. We have shown them through the heroic struggles of the past months that we are determined to rid ourselves of the scourge of apartheid once and for all. They have called in their fascist army and police to try and regain lost control, to try and grab the initiative that has slipped from their hands. Is it a wonder then that even the puppets are trying to mimic their masters by organizing their own instruments of oppression and violence? However, the big question is, who at this 11th hour, who on the eve of the destruction of apartheid would dare join these community councillors and the apartheid authorities in the defense of this evil system? Who on earth would stake his or her life in defense of a doomed system? We say confidently that very few of our people would do that. Let them do their dirty job alone. Let us not join hands with the oppressors against our own interests. What we need to do is to intensify the onslaught against the puppets, the traitors and the puppet institutions. Let us compile a list of those community councils who have voted for the funds to institute the police force of oppression. Let us strike first before they have the opportunity. Let us instill fear into them by hitting them one by one at times and places of our own choosing. This is a war situation. The one who wins is the one who can devise superior tactics to those of the adversary. We have a number of advantages over the enemy. We have the superiority of numbers. His economy rests on our shoulders. We work in their kitchens. Let them feel us. Let them fear each and every black man in South Africa. For indeed, the truth, the profound truth, is that each and every one of us is a freedom fighter. Each and every one is a guerrilla. The struggle continues, victory is certain. Amandla ngawethu, matla kya runa, all power to the people.
Sinethulela uhlelo lwesizulu luka Radio Freedom umsakazo kumlomo kaKhongolo sinhlangano lelinkululeko eNingizimu Afrika.
The African National Congress of South Africa has welcomed the momentous campaign against apartheid, which is taking place in the United States. In a message to mark the 73rd anniversary of the founding of the African National Congress, Comrade Oar Tambo said these activities will help in pressurizing the Reagan administration to reserve its support for apartheid South Africa.
We pay great tribute to the millions of people involved in the ever-expanding work within the worldwide anti-apartheid movement. They constitute a solid base of support for our struggle internationally. It is through their daily and sometimes unknown efforts that governments and peoples are kept alive to and mobilized in action against the numerous ploys of the South African racists to whitewash apartheid. In this context, we welcome the momentous campaign undertaken by the people of the United States, which involves legislators, judges, bishops, trade unionists, and other outstanding personalities and government officials, and which is targeted on pressurizing the Reagan administration to reverse its support for the Pretoria racist regime.
That was the president of the African National Congress, Comrade O.R. Tambo.
Indo-Tenya, 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 on this day, we are singing songs about the men and women who were children once. We are singing of gone generations that exist in our hearts and our minds. Makana and his returnless journey into the depths of the sea. Mandela and all the chained men and women in all the dungeons that are part of our earth. The trade unionists who went to the gallows singing. We are singing of Silverton Trial, Moroka 3, Solomon Mahlangu. We are singing to the graves of Matola and Maseru, the sung and unsung matters of our time.
The people shall govern, apartheid must go, forward with the year of the Cedar, all power to the people.
You have been listening to Radio Freedom, the voice of the African National Congress and the People's Army, Umkhonto weSizwe, coming to you from the external service of Radio Zambia in Lusaka on shortwave 31 meter bands, 9505 kHz. Until Thursday, this is Richmond Ramotse saying the struggle continues and victory is certain.
Vous aimez les oranges? Vous aimez les citrons, les pamplemousses? Attention! N'achetez pas les fruits de l'apartheid. N'achetez pas les fruits de l'apartheid. Participez au boycott des produits d'Afrique du Sud. C'est ce que vous demandent les communautés noires victimes de l'apartheid. Vous aimez les oranges? Vous aimez les citrons, les pamplemousses? Attention! N'achetez pas les fruits de l'apartheid. N'achetez pas les fruits de l'apartheid. Participez au boycott des produits d'Afrique du Sud. C'est ce que vous demandent les communautés noires victimes de l'apartheid.